unfortunately, yet again, here we are talking about dogs attacking sheep. Earlier yesterday, there was a walker out, let the dog apparently go from the lead. The dog went straight for the sheep and isolated one of the sheep and ended up killing the sheep, devoured the sheep. And this is absolutely terrifying for the other animals, but very much so for the owners. Farmers work extremely hard to rear the sheep. It's something that they're passionate about, and it's something that takes a lot of time, energy and hard work. I would call on dog owners to keep their dogs on the lead. The signs were put up there for a reason. They weren't just put up for the fun. And it's really important that dog owners be responsible. The vast majority, 99% of dog owners, are responsible. And they're very, very aware that the signs are there for a reason and that dogs must be always, no matter big or small, be kept in the lead. But unfortunately, there is always a handful of selfish dog owners who think that they can do as they want. And look, this is what's ended up happening, that a farmer now has not just the cost of it, but the loss of more sheep.
And sheep worrying has been massively publicised, and you only have to look in the fields as you're driving along the roads. A dog owner should know at this time of year to be responsible.
Yes, dog owners have to be responsible all the time. Need that be a thruway or orty, or need that be on any beach or any mountain? It's really important that they keep their dogs in a leash. Any person that thinks that they can just let their dog go and so what, who cares about the sheep, that's arrogance and it's disrespectful and it's wrong. And I do know that there's an investigation into this now, and they're very, very confident that the person involved in this here, or the dog owner involved in this here, will be identified. And unfortunately, there'll be actions then taken, all for the sake of not keeping your dog on a lead.